So first of all, let's talk a little bit about how this project got started and, what you've been doing so far.
So we teamed up with ADF&G and the Port Graham Hatchery and received 500 pink salmon eggs that were already eyed, and we then placed them into our tank to begin maintaining the tank pH levels, ammonia levels, oxygen levels, tracking egg development, water temperature, you name it. The kids wholeheartedly took to this project, and it was very, very student-centered. I had very little to do with data management, collection, or even presentation, which was really nice.
Now that you're just shy of about 5 months in, what stage of development are your salmon at, and what is the next step for the kids?
We're post-hatch, so we are currently in kind of the tail end of the alvin phase, which is the phase where the, for lack of a better term, the baby fish are swimming around with the yolk sac still attached, which is their necessary food supplement for that time in their lives. So right now we're on the tail end of that. The yolk sacs are being absorbed. They're free swimming, and we're moving into the fry stage right now. We'll be monitoring our salmon for about another month, and then we will put them into the pens that Port Graham Hatchery is going to provide for us into the salt water and let them kind of begin their stage in the salt water once they hit the smolt phase. And then once again, after about another month of waiting, the hatchery will let us know, and we'll go down and kind of have a little celebration of our babies swimming off out into the wild.
What was the ultimate goal of this project? What were you as a class aiming to achieve with this?
So the end goal of this was essentially a huge responsibility unit that I kind of put that task onto the upperclassmen. But it was also just a great tangible lesson that tied right into our book lesson on salmon life cycles. So instead of just using pictures or models, we got to track and watch the real life hatching and development of young salmon. So it was just all around a fantastic unit that just encompassed so much of the curriculum, from obviously science to responsibility teaching to study skills with keeping data, to math with the data, and then the write-ups that we do, that get presented back to me by the students, taught in a great language arts lesson. So it was an all-encompassing lesson, just an all-around quality kind of meeting school goals lesson.
So I'm wondering, the students in Port Graham are already really tied into their environment. They're just from doing subsistence with their parents to what they're doing in school. And I'm wondering how that helped the project or vice versa, like that reciprocal relationship.
Oh, well, I mean, as you know, like how the students are so ingrained in nature, I mean, even to a subconscious level, I mean, walking to school, you're essentially walking through a mountainous, forested region. So what this did was it actually provided me with a ton of prior knowledge that the students already had, especially the fishermen in my classroom, to come in and really shine, to get that opportunity to, get the head nods in class and have the look of agreement on their face as I'm presenting a lesson, and also the aha moments, especially of the students who do know a lot about the wilderness, to kind of get those little bits of information that are more scientific or kind of have a more furthering reason as to why the salmon or the salmon run or the salmon life cycle kind of follows these paths. And when you have, as an educator, that level of engagement in the classroom, it makes you want to go out and show more to the students, not just what the curriculum's asking you to do. So it was an awesome experience that I got to push the students, and the students got to push me in my knowledge of salmon as well. All in all, we had a blast with it. We just had a lot of fun.